Going to talk very shortly on something that had been on my heart for a while for us to just pay attention to. And that God considers a very vital trait as servants of God, or as people who have a desire to be relevant with God. In fact, it's that attribute that determines how glad he's going to be about the work which he committed to our hands. So many times, people are not too sure what God is expecting of them. I was speaking to a fellow dear man of God, and you know, we're just having a chat, and then I chipped in the fact that God's used so many amazing people. I mean, right from Zion days, Alexander Dowie, Maria Woodworth Ether, Amy McSimphy, McPherson, and then you can consider men like Alexander Dowie, Smith Wigglesworth, many men, and Catherine Coleman, and Jack Cole, and the Allens, F.F. Bosworth, George Jeffries, Martin Luther. So I kept on just talking about all of these people. And, I started telling him that now it boils down to us. And then I made a certain very interesting comment, and I said, just imagine that, let's say in God's reward system, we were in a queue, and the person that stands in front of you is Kenneth Hagin, and God is having to deal with a man like Kenneth Hagin. And then the next person from Kenneth Hagin is you as an individual. Or Bishop Dark, who has now 6,000 churches and counting. Do you know 1,000? 2,000? 3,000? 4,000? Not 6,000 meetings, 6,000 churches with buildings, people gathering there. Many of them mega cathedrals. That's even surpassing the Pentecost church. Yeah, great work. And you have Bishop Dark standing in front of you. Then after God is done with Bishop Dark, he now says, yes, Pascal, or yes, so and so. Yes, Martina. And Bishop Dark has finished. So, we pause for a moment and we give ourselves a good laugh. That's to the fact that as of now, we don't see how we're going to be able to stand in such a queue. Now the case gets even worse. And then we say Paul. So just say in front of you is Paul. Of Tarsus. Then just when Paul is done, you are the one going next to Paul. So while we're having a good laugh and we're just saying, this world is not really, really balanced at all. I think it was the Holy Spirit that believed that. And, he said just on my heart. I didn't hear him audibly, but he said just on my heart while I was talking. I didn't say it to him, but I knew it was God talking to me. He said four words to me. You want to know what those four words are? Have you thought about that? Martina, the person standing next to you, so the person who has just been judged for their reward system is Catherine Coleman. And you are next to Catherine Coleman. It's like God says, yes, next. And then, you know what happened in Catherine Coleman's meetings? Amazing. Presence of God like never before. Yeah, literally. Literally. And so, I had those four words right on my heart. I didn't know I'll be sharing the story with you, but I believe the Holy Spirit just brings the stories to create a window that you can relate to. Do you see that? And then the Holy Spirit said to me, God said to me, he said, you just be faithful. Aren't those words amazing? That's what he said to me. He says, you just be faithful. Faithful in the what? In 6,000 churches? I don't have 6,000 churches. Of course, he wasn't talking about faithful in the 6,000 churches. He's saying, you be faithful with your disciple. Be faithful with Boyki. Be faithful with Kelly. Be faithful with Martina. Be faithful with Louise. Be faithful with Mandy. Be faithful with Nanaya. Be faithful with Grace. Faithful with Fafa. He says, you just be faithful. You just be faithful. So I left this getting to see that it's not in how enormously large. Do you understand? Because many of the times we miss out on what God has placed in our hands currently. And then we look so far ahead of us such that we despise what we have on the now. In a ceaseless and a timeless fight or a battle for something much greater. But he's saying those words to you as you listen to me. You just be faithful. Maybe God trusted so-and-so with such, but God is also trusting you with something different. So what does it mean to be faithful? What does it mean to be faithful? Remember, when you stand before him, he's going to be telling you words. Well done, good and faithful servant. It's a good servant, and it is a faithful servant that receives his reward. So many times, we might be just, you know, just shying away or running away from what God has given to us to do. But his words to you is that you just be faithful. So, God being thoughts, what does it mean to be faithful? When you say someone is a faithful servant, what are we talking about? A story I also wanted to share with you was that it's a Japanese story I read somewhere. And apparently, in this story that I'd read, it was said that, you know, a Japanese citizen had found a dog in a small kind of a box, you know, inside one of the training areas. He used to go to work daily. And the dog was a small puppy, right, by then when he took it. And then he raised it up in his house. So, every day, it was said that he used to go to work with the dog. And wait at the train station for at least 10 minutes. So the train comes. And then, you know, the dog sees its owner off. And oftentimes, he had a 10-hour work schedule. And the dog will wait for 10 hours. Until his master comes. So for 10 hours, the dog is waiting until his master comes. So it was said that one time, he went out and then he did not come back because he did not have, he died at work as a result of, you know, a certain heart attack. You know, and it was said that that dog used to wait for its owner for a consecutive 10 years until it passed away. So for 10 years, it will go do whatever it has to do and then wait at the place. So for a year, two, three, what was he waiting for? Of course, he was waiting for his master, that, you know, his master was going to show up. And unfortunately, his master never shows up. And that's how 10 years time, the dog dies. That's to a great extreme, faithfulness. Even animals are faithful to their owners. When they are giving tasks or they are trained to respond in a certain manner, you see that part of their loyalty or their faithfulness to their master is that they stick to that pattern and then they are able to execute what they have been trained to be able to do. And that's faithfulness. Master's leaving, he gives out talents to some. I'm sure he had already, you know, gave out the talents. Go and use the talent. Use it because there's a talent that has been given to you. One decides to go and dig the ground and put it in there. And his name calling, saying this person is a wicked fellow. Wicked master. He just gave me just some tiny pennies. Wicked master. That's an unfaithful servant. So this particular trait of what it means to be faithful, I'm telling you, it matters a lot to God. Yeah, God places much importance on this particular trait. He places much importance on this particular trait. Even humans do. Humans, normal humans, they even do. You see that there's a certain guy in a relationship with a certain girl. And he expects the girl to be faithful. Faithful means you're not going to do something behind my back. You can be trusted with something, with the responsibility. You can be trusted with certain kinds of informations. And that's why many times the ladies are brokenhearted and they say, this guy is unfaithful. Why is it that you are so hurt when you say, I love you? The boy says, I love you too. But the next time you see the boy going to have another girl and is texting another girl behind your back, you see that. And remember, these were just words of mouth sayings. But you expect that saying to mean a lot to the other person. So you see that the person is doing something. He breaks that code of trustworthiness. Married couples are fighting one another because one person was not faithful, was not able to keep and do and live a certain kind of a lifestyle within the marital union. So it's a very unfaithful person. Unfaithful, not loyal, not committed to a certain trust. You can't trust the person. So many times even people are expecting that naturally this trait should be found in humans. Natural thinking humans should have this trait. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. How much more God? So if man places so much premium on what it means to be faithful, God does even more. God does even more. He places high value on faithfulness. Matthew 25:21. Matthew 25:21. He places high premium on faithfulness. Yeah. High value on faithfulness. See that? Someone's head is on the wall. Someone's giving a blow in the air. They say, what is happening? I say, oh, the man has gone to cheat on the wife. I mean, if you have gone to do something with another, it shouldn't be a problem. But you see, there is that trust that is needed. And there is that trust every man needs to receive from the other party. So it means that when we find you do something that is not exactly what you have been trusted with, then you become unfaithful. So this is Jesus' instruction of the one who is a good servant. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful. So you see that? He's saying that you have been faithful. 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 You have been able to keep something. You're trustworthy. You're stuck to the mission. So God is actually not rewarding increase. Do you see that? He's not rewarding increase. No, he's not rewarding increase. He's rewarding faithfulness to the job. Now, it's that faithfulness that brings about the increase. Because the more you become faithful to what you are giving, the more there is that increase that comes towards giving. So he's not saying that, oh, wow, the servant that multiplies more. No, he's saying he's good, he is faithful. So the reason why he comes with a reward is because you have been able to stick to what has been done, what has been given to you. I've seen one of the most faithful pastors. I served under my pastor, very faithful. Very faithful. Very, very faithful. I rarely see faithful men like my pastor. Yeah. Yeah. Served with him. You know, he was very wealthy in Paris. And he said, the Lord just had this desire on him to come back to Ghana. So he comes back to Ghana. And on top of it, he has several opportunities to lecture in this school day because he was good at French. He was mastering in, I think, a French course or something. And again, the Lord says he should go to the north. So he drives down to the north. He has a family, had 3 children or so, 2 at the first instant, and he moves there and then becomes a primary school teacher. Yeah, becomes a primary school teacher and a teacher of French of JHS 1. And he leaves Paris and comes down to Tamale and he's there. We start a church, almost nothing. Yeah, almost nothing. Up until today, he's still there. And when I look at him, I say, God, I mean, you talk about, but this is faithfulness staring before me. It's standing before my eyes. Faithful servant. Faithful servant. He has been giving something and he sticks to it. Whether it's growing, it's not the issue. It's not the issue here. God's going to be rewarding the one that stays at the thing. Remember, the scripture is not telling you that, you know, yeah, you are being rewarded because you have been able to multiply. No. Well done. You are good. And that goodness is in the fact that you are a faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. You have been dependable over a few things. He says, now I'll give you more. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So I'm trying to draw your attention to something that probably you're not paying attention to and that you probably might not have seen. So God places high value on faithfulness. I believe every boss, pastor, leader in the world would rejoice if every one of their employees, volunteers, or, you know, church workers possessed this trait of faithfulness. So we can trust you. We can trust you. The more I get to experience some more, the more I see that I don't need to have unfaithful people around me every time I see it. So I was speaking to someone. I said, if I tell you to do something and I say it again and I realize it's not done, I'll take you out. I'll take you out. I didn't hide it. I just told him, I said, I'll take you out. So that I can't be sure that the people around me are faithful people. It's not, you have someone's back here, you have another person's back here, and we don't know where you actually belong. You cannot be faithful. So God even looks at this trait called faithfulness. Okay, you have one disciple. How are you treating that one? It's the way you treat that one that more will come in. The attention you give that one is how more will come in. Or you just look at it, it's just one. No, it's not one. It's not one. Jesus leaves a 99. He goes in thorough search of one. You have one. You are leaving the one. You don't even have 99. You have one. You are leaving the one. So the more I get to realize it, the more I see that you need to have faithful people around you. It's okay when the person is not around you, but to be around, the person must be faithful. The person must be trustworthy. Not having double sides. You see that? That's faithfulness to leadership. Like I said, every leader, every boss, every employee is looking for that trait of faithfulness. God himself is looking for servants he can trust. Yeah, servants he can trust. Servants he can trust. Servants he can trust. Servants he can trust. You know why God's going to keep multiplying? Because he knows my heart will not. When we see, 6,000 people gathering. That's not the time I'm going to say, wow, you know, bring envelopes. Who needs an anointing? Come and pay for an anointing. Come and pay for an anointing. No, if I need money from you, I'll say, bring me envelopes. We're giving towards this. Bring me this. I need this money. That's what I'll do. I'll not come and say, come and sow into the oil. Bring. That's, God cannot trust you with many people when you are like this. Yeah. So my eyes are just on the Lord. Yeah. So many times, as we go ahead, as we forge on with the ministry, I'm going to show you certain traits of faithfulness. It will bless you. You see that it will help the work that we are doing. And it will give us a heart to continually labor in that regard. Knowing that God sees nothing as small. And God disregards anyone that is unfaithful with the small thing he has committed to your hands. Many of the times, the small things you have in your hands are tests. Many of the times. The small things you have in your hands are tests. Many of the times, as God is just giving you one. He said, let me see. Let me see how it will happen. See how he's going to respond. Let me see how he's going to see it. So, I want to remain faithful. Faithful with everything. Faithful with everything. faithful with the people God's given me. Faithful with the men he's committed to my trust. Faithful servant. Faithful servant. Faithful to the work he's given. Faithful over 5. Faithful over 10. Faithful over 15. Faithful over that little gift. Many people are not faithful in the little gift they have. You went for a healing program. God had someone's headache. That's not the time to say that, God, we want cancers to be healed. Yes, you will have cancers to be healed. But how much more of headaches are you going to be praying for consistently as you remain faithful to the gifts he's giving you? You think you just wake up and start singing like Sissy Winers, Cindy or whatever. You wake up and you're singing like Celine Dion. I mean, Celine Dion is so out of the box, but she was a good singer. She sang a couple of gospel songs. Christmas, interesting hymns. So you don't just wake up and start singing like Pastor Nathaniel Bassi and you have everything everywhere. No, you'll start to be faithful in the little. Are you listening? So whatever that you have in your hands, make sure that you're sticking to it. I'm going to give you a number of traits of faithful people. Number one trait, careful to fulfill a promise, reliable, and you can believe them. See that? They are careful to fulfill a promise. They are reliable, and you can believe them. Have you met somebody that when the person tells you that, oh, this is what a person said. Oh, see, it's going to be directly opposite. When they say positive, it's negative. When they say negative, choose positive. Because they are not truthful. You can't believe them. Careful to fulfill a promise. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll give you this. No, when you say, I'll give you this, give it to the person. Don't make promises and now go and think about whether you will fulfill those promises or not. That's the sign of unfaithfulness. And many of the time, these natural signs will culminate into you being unfaithful even concerning spiritual things. Because then we can't believe you. We can't really believe you. We don't know what you are saying. So you are careful to fulfill a promise. When you make a promise to someone, fulfill it. Are you listening? When you promise someone something, fulfill it. When you say that, I will do this for you, do it. If for any reason you're not able to, like, do it, tell them, I need an extension of this on the promise I made for you for this. Can you give me an extension on that? I will try and work it out for you. But if you make a promise to someone and you are quiet, the time comes for you to fulfill the promise. You are quiet. 2 years, you have not said anything. You start lurking around, walking around. You are not a faithful servant. So we're looking at traits of people who are faithful. So you're careful to fulfill a promise. You can be written. You can believe them. Pray God makes you that faithful servant he can trust. He can trust. There was a certain time I think I was trusting God for something. A certain kind of a thing. And I think one of the things he said to my heart, or he didn't say it to my heart, but I sensed on my heart that you were not faithful enough to receive this thing now. Yes. Yes. I almost could sense it on my heart that you are not faithful enough to receive this thing now. If you receive this thing now, it will not help you. Yeah. So when God realizes Christ's family can host 6,000 people, he will send them to us. Yeah, he will send them to us. Yeah, when he realizes we can host a city, Accra, he will give us Accra city. Yes, when he realizes that we can be faithful in the 2, 3, 1, 7, 6, 10, 1, 1, you see that the number will increase. 50, 50, 70, 75 is increasing. You see that? 105, 120, 200, 500, 2000, 10,000. Then the stadium is full. He can trust us. You don't believe that's going to happen? That's going to happen. In our day, it will happen. He can trust us. But when he realizes, he gives you one. He said, the one cry, say, the one, it says, one, is this, says, hey, please, withdraw that one. Withdraw that one. Many times, even when you are faithful at keeping men, God goes out of his way to reveal revelations, dreams to other men for these men to follow you. Because he can trust them with you. Yeah, I've had quite a number of disciples like that. Who God appeared to, the Lord spoke to in visions or in dreams. And said, follow this person. And I didn't even know them or something. And they came and said, we want to follow. Because God says we should follow. We don't know why we want to follow. So when God realizes he can trust you, he will pass every means to bring whoever he has to bring to you. They give you one disciple, two disciples, three disciples. That's all. Their Christian faith is going down. How would you want God to bring in some more? God gives you a certain kind of a gift. You are not using the gifts very well. You're just moving around. No, we are not really serious about it. You know, we are not called. That's how you become an unfaithful servant. Number two, dedicated in carrying out duties and responsibilities. So when you see somebody who is faithful and God deems as a faithful servant, you see that the person has a certain kind of a dedication. Yeah, certain kind of a dedication. See, the person is dedicated. And the person will be able to carry out duties and responsibilities. Some people will give them responsibilities. We have to still follow up on them to find out how the responsibilities we've given them are faring. How can you be a faithful servant like this? We have to still call and check up. Like, have you done this? Have you done this? Is it going? No. See, make yourself faithful. Are you listening? Even at your workplaces. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. Dedicated in carrying out duties and responsibilities. Be dedicated to it. You know, certain times it might even take you some time. And it might take you some time, but you should be dedicated. Be dedicated to doing it. Once you are there, be dedicated and do it. Dedicate yourself to it. Dedicate yourself to it. It shows how you are going to do spiritually. Yeah, many of the physical things that happen can be pointers to certain spiritual lifestyles that you have. And I can tell you as a fact. Yeah. When you see someone who is very lazy, it's most probably that when you give them disciples, they will not do anything with them. They will just kill your disciples. Or they can't make disciples. They keep this person for me. You go back, the person is not there. Where is this person I gave to you? The person is not calling. I call, the person is not. Why? So in that, you're going to be dedicated, right? In carrying out duties and responsibilities. Number three is that you're going to be diligent in work. Are you listening? You're going to be diligent in work. You know what diligence is? It's to be able to do something hard and long. So you can do it hard. You can continually do it for a long time. So many of the times we shy away from things that are supposed to be done hard. So it's too hard. It's too hard. No, it means you are not diligent. A diligent person can stick around with something that is hard and long. Yeah? So learn to do things for longer periods. Become a master of learning to do something hard. For a long, hard, for a time. Hard. For a long time. Hard for a long time. Difficult for a long time. We don't give you something and you say it's difficult. And sometimes the brain is trained like that. If you keep doing that to your brain, you get to realize that very soon it does not want to do anything really hard and long. Does not want to do anything hard and long. The moment you pick a book, you like story. Once it comes to something critical that you should think of and process, you just cancel it and say, Charlie, this thing, we don't have to look at it to think about something else. And give me a movie. So you should be able to do things hard and long. Next point, dependable in completing assignments. You can count on their work being done. That's a sign of faithfulness. You're dependable in completing assignments. You can count on their work being done. Every time you can always count on their work. You can say, oh, once I've told her to do this, she'll do it. You can count on them. Dependable. We call on you, you will respond. We say, do this, it will happen. Dependable. Dependable. You call on someone and say, can you come and do this for me? Say, please, I'm somewhere. No, dependable. Right away, they're coming. Yeah. Very dependable. Right out. They always do things right away. Next to 2 days time, we're going to say, you give me 2 days. Dependable in completing assignments. You can count on their work. So people should be able to count on your work. Let me tell you, whatever I'm telling you, directly, it affects every part of your life. Nobody wants to work with an unfaithful person. Nobody wants to work with an unfaithful person. I don't want to work with an unfaithful person. Yeah. That's why I'm teaching you this, so that I can be able to work with you. So I can be able to work with you. If not, I can't work with you. And I'm not going to be apologetic about it. Once we give you something, right away. Right away should always be your response. And right away shouldn't just be a response. It should be an action, something you do. Say right away. I should even get to be shocked that I told you that and you did it right away. Say correct this. You say right away. Do it like this, right away. Faithful people. People who are given to a task. So God places high value on these traits. Yeah? Thorough. Next point. Thorough. Not just a good starter, but also a great finisher. Doesn't drop the ball halfway through the project. You listen? The person is thorough is a sign of faithfulness. May it not be said about you that you were serving God. In the middle, you drop the ball and say, see, I've closed. I'm going to marry. Say, who are you going to marry? I've been dating him for 2 years. Where was he? Pastor, please, he has been around. How didn't I know he was there? Oh, Pastor, please, he has been already around. So, what? Pastor, please, we've already set the date. Okay. Yeah. Say, how? Say, Pastor, please, he has been showing me some love. How? Behind the scenes. How? I received a call today. And the person was speaking to me. Very interesting thing. It was just about something. And I mean, the wisdom of God is amazing. Yes, yeah, very amazing. So when the person was done, I said, okay, this is the problem you have. I said, let me tell you. And what I told the person was shocked. Yeah, the person was shocked. The person was shocked. I was able to draw analysis and he was very shocked. Afterwards, he sent me a message. He said, Pastor, please, thank you so much. He said, I don't know what I would have done with you if you were not in my life. I said, that's a very, That's something you could have saved yourself from. Yeah. It was, and even me myself, I was shocked. Because sometimes God's wisdom operates in you in a certain way that even when you are done, you know that this has a supernatural touch. It wasn't just being analytical. It was a touch of God's inspiration. And I was talking, I was saying, yes, sir, please. It's very true, sir. Please, very true. That's the thing. And I drew the lines. I made him see clearly. I said, don't tell me this again. And all this while I've been quiet. I'd known everything that probably I'd known in smaller detail, but not to the extent with which I communicated to him. So we are stopping. We are going to do a business. Thorough. Doesn't drop the ball halfway. Consistent to the very end. Is a faithful servant. Is a faithful servant. Does not have, this one has just come, I'm just adding it to the point. Does not have the trait of forgetfulness. Yeah, this one just came, right? You listen to it again when the audios come out. Does not have the trait of forgetfulness. Say, do something, say, I've forgotten. Do it like this, say, I've forgotten. Go here, say, oh, say, I've forgotten. Why should you forget? Why should you forget? Why should you forget? That means what I'm telling you is not really important. And what God has told you to do is not important. And I used to have this issue with God. So I started writing. So I don't have any issues with him again. And it comes to me as a vision, or it comes to me as a knowing. Do this. I'll say, oh, I remember. I'll not write it down. I'll be saying, oh, I remember. Before I realize, 2 months have passed. I said, now if you tell me anything, I'll write it down. Write it down. So you see me every time when I'm praying or something, I have my notebook. So I don't forget. Because if he tells me something I forget, means what he's telling me is not really important to me. It's not important to me. So when you are fond of always using excuses of forgetting, then you are an unfaithful servant. Your unfaithful servants to your leaders and to God himself. And many times people forget. But you are not those people in Jesus' name. Yeah, other people can forget. But you shouldn't forget because you're not like other people who forget. Don't forget the things that people did for you. And many times, not forgetting is just that I remember. No, it's nonsense to remember. It doesn't make any sense to remember. That's not when we say, I will never forget. It's not you remember. Some people are silly to think it's remembering. It's not remembering. Like when you say, oh, I remember. No, remembrance comes with a certain kind of a deed. And it continues to the very end. It's not just, I remember. Remember. But that remember. Really remember. I remember how you did this. I remember how you, and you're able to say it. You're not just saying, I remember to myself. I remember to myself. I remember to myself. I remember to myself. No, you are able to say it that I remember this. I remember that. I remember this. I remember that. So it's a sign of unfaithfulness. But a faithful man will always remember. Are you listening? God's making you faithful in Jesus' name. Eh? Next point, pays attention to details. Doesn't let things fall through the cracks easily. See that? You're paying attention to details. I said something to someone and I said it again and the person did something I didn't want to do and I took note of that. Yeah. I said something and I said it again. She did it differently and I took note of that. I said, this thing, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that you're not paying attention to details. The small things, you make them squirm through the cracks. They could be problems to us. And then you correct that. Say, don't forget. What did I say? Don't forget. So you are paying attention at your workplace. Pay attention. When you go out, pay attention. Be present where you are. Are you listening? It's the sign of somebody who is a faithful servant. Now, I'm teaching you how to be faithful in all things. I mean, but much more, you will also have this applying directly to your life, even spiritually. So you know how to pay attention to detail. When they say, do it this way, don't go and do it another way. Don't go and do it another way. So say it this way, don't say it another way. If not, we sense that trait of unfaithfulness. Yeah, we sense that trait of unfaithfulness. And when God senses that, and he senses that in his men too, there's always a problem. So you pay attention to details. Are you listening? And don't allow things fall through the cracks. Are you listening? Don't allow things fall through the cracks. A faithful servant will be punctual, shows up on time and meets deadlines. So learn how to meet deadlines and meet them. Are you listening? Show up on time. When we have a meeting, that's not the time you should be waiting in or sleeping in your room. You know how to show up on time. Are you listening? Many times you should even show up earlier than the given time if you are a really faithful servant. Yes. Consistent and constant, not up to one day and down the next. That's another trait of somebody who is faithful. Consistent and constant. The person is consistent. The person is constant. You can almost tell on how consistent and constant the person is. It's like every time they are there, there's a consistency and a certain constancy to the work. It's not that today they are here, tomorrow they are there. Today they are interested, tomorrow they are not interested. Today they are babbling, tomorrow they are moody. Today they are excited, tomorrow they are not excited. No, there's a constancy to somebody who is faithful. The Lord is making you a faithful servant and causing these traits to be evident in your life. You'll be consistent and constant. You'll not be up one day and down the next. The Lord's helping you with that. Are you listening? Let's move on to the next. We'll end soon. Doesn't just look good on the surface, but it's solid through and through. See, doesn't just look good on the surface, but you're solid through and through. It's like the person is hard and dependable. Person is hard and dependable. Many times when you see, don't take this, it's just a general. So if I say it wrongly, I mean, just agree. Just learning. Are you listening? So sometimes you see that a certain beautiful lady, see that? She has her heels, she has her mascara, has her locks. Beautiful. Almost like the sun cannot fall on her countenance because she shines as the morning sun herself. Hey, and then you go and engage her. And the nonsense she can tell you. And the thing she has covered up. And her room that is very dirty and smelling. You get to realize that they are just beautiful on the outside. Yet inwardly, there are dangers that are hidden. Doesn't respect anybody. I'm not sure there's someone like that here. But you see that there's a beauty on the outside. But there is not that constancy of a good character on the inside. There is not a solid kind of a attitude on the inside. So, be good on the outside, be solid on the inside. Don't talk anyhow. Don't talk anyhow. When your pastor tells you, do this, do it exactly like that. Be solid on the inside. Don't have conflicting confusions between the voice of your pastor and some other person. Be solid on the inside. You shouldn't be afraid of anybody. When you are given a task, stick to it and do it. No, I was working with somebody, eh? And we had a certain great man of God. And the man of God called him. I was working with him. The man of God called him. Do you know something? I realized that in his countenance, he didn't even shake. Yeah. He didn't shake. He turned to me. He without any shaking or any quivering that it was happening. He turned to me and he said, Pastor, please. He's calling me. Can I go? And I said, go. Look, that scene has been impressed on my mind for a very long time. Yeah. And I said, this one can be dependable. Yeah, this one can be dependable. This one is nice on the outside and is solid on the inside. That's solid. The person is trustable. When you work with the person, you're not afraid. You're not afraid. Yeah, I think the man was shocked also. He asked me, please say, can I go? I said, go. I said, please go. And I took note of that scene. I said, wow, that's really impressive. It means that I have a solid person around me. Nobody can shake. Nobody is threatened. But you just do this. Say, oh, this person says you do this. You're not solid through and through. And when it comes to, I told someone, I was speaking to someone, I was telling him, I said, see, if God opens your eyes and sees what Christ's family is to do, we will not joke with certain things. I'm telling you. We will not play around with many things that you might say, oh, it's normal. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's, you'll be shocked. You will be very shocked. We're going very far. I'm telling you. We're going very, very far. I'm telling you. Very far. Farther than many of you thought we will go. God is taking us very far. Yeah. And that's why I want you to grow with me. Are you listening? Yes. So you are solid, dependable. On the inside, you are nice on the outside, but you are solid on the inside. No threats, no confusions. You know who your leader is. You know who your pastor is. You are not afraid to tell him, see, this is my pastor, please. Yes, sir, with all due respect, that's my pastor. Solid on the inside. It's not some weakly, timid puppies. You know how cute those puppies are? Ew, ew, they're moving. They're just moving and jumping off. No. We can't have weak people around. Are you listening? God is making you a faithful servant. And I'm teaching this more of the times so that we can see how faithfulness directly, how a faithful man really looks. Because many of the times when God looks at us, he sees all of these traits. He sees all of these traits. Yeah, David's mighty men, they were faithful men. He just said, please, I want water. They broke into a whole city, broke down the walls. Get there, go to scoop out water from a cup. They bring it and they say, David, please drink. Drink for us. Faithful people. So everyone is looking for some people like this around them. Are you listening? Yeah. So you don't just look good on the surface. The ladies, I want you to be solid. Are you listening? Be solid. Don't be afraid of anyone. Be solid. When you say, do something, don't listen to what someone says, well, you can't do it. Just do it. That's how solid you can become. That's how solid you can become. I was listening to a story, two great men of God. And then, okay, let me not share, but it's a very interesting story of Pastor Nathaniel Bassey and another man of God in a plane. And the man of God says, see, we are going to give you money if you can skip your father's program and come to our program. Yeah. Pastor said, with all due respect, sir, see, it's not even your money I'm looking for. It's not your money. So you can keep your money. That's a solid person. It's not just one handsome guy, weak in his convictions, weak at his actions, weak at his whatever. Are you listening? I'm sure we have like 9 minutes more. So you meet and exceed expectations. Yeah. Always willing to do the extra. Proverbs 25:19. Proverbs 25:19. Somebody should also get us Proverbs 20:6. Just a bit quickly. Proverbs 25:19. Proverbs 20:6. So you see that men can be faithful. So this gives a description of what an unfaithful man is like. At any place, and even to God himself. So confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. You know, have you had a broken tooth before? So unbearable. Don't remember the last time I did have, but I think it's unbearable. Because people walk in and they barely can talk. Please, my, can you help me? My, this is really, this is a big, this is uncomfortable. Broken tooth, eh? And a foot out of joint. See that? Confidence in an unfaithful man, that's how it is. You have something in your flesh. It's hurting. Yeah? Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. I trust the Lord is making you that faithful man that he's going to find and that he's going to commit great things and wonderful things to. As you stay faithful, you'll be careful to fulfill promises. You'll be reliable. People can believe you. You're dedicated in carrying out duties and responsibilities. Diligent at your work. Dependable in completing assignments. You can count on the work being done when it's given to you. You pay attention to details. You don't allow things fall through the cracks. You're punctual, shows up on time, consistent and constant. You don't just look good on the surface, but there's solidity in you through and through. You're honest, you're trustworthy. You're not underhanded or sneaky. It's the traits of a man that is faithful. Are you listening? The Lord's making you faithful. And as you stay faithful, you're going to be dependable through and through. And you will watch how God's going to use you for what he wants you to use you for. You're going to be solid in your convictions. Don't fail at a task because you don't value it. Are you listening? Whatever it is you're giving to do now, stick to it faithfully and do it. Are you listening? Be responsible. Don't allow tasks go because it's not your job. You say, please, why are the things so scattered in this place? Please, the ushers, no, at your workplace, you see something that's not supposed to be done, go and do it well. Doesn't matter if you are paid or not. Are you listening? Just be that faithful person that you can be trusted with responsibility. Listen, be trusted with things. Be able to be trusted. Be able to be giving things and you can keep them. Eh? You know, many times, let me talk about this last thing. It just popped on me. There's a word called frugality. Are you listening? It's a word frugal, from the word frugality. It means that, you know what it means to be frugal? It means you are economically wise. It's also the sign of a faithful person. Is that he is frugal. It's frugal. Don't just throw money around. In fact, it's one of the great signs of a faithful minister. He's frugal. He knows how to use his money. You know, he knows how to pick the little things and add them together and make out something beautiful. The Lord is granting you senses, wisdom on how to be frugal. You will not just be there, just be wasting money. Today, fried rice, 40 cedis. Tomorrow, fried rice, 70 cedis. Tomorrow, fufu, 80 cedis. The next time, you buy kebab, 20 cedis. Another kebab, 10 cedis. Another Martinelli's. Martinelli's, we drink it Christmas. You buy Martinelli's. You go and buy Arizona. You go and buy Snapple. Somebody's saying, Pastor, how do you know the drink? I just know them. It's not something I drink. I mean, they just come to me. So shawarma, you're buying this one, you chop. This one, you are here. This one, you are here. Before you realize 2 weeks, you are in school, your money is finished. I mean, why? Who did this to you? It means you are not faithful. You're not faithful. Be able to keep money. Are you listening? Be able to keep money. Be able to hold money. Be able to keep money. Be able to hide money. Are you listening? It shows a certain kind of faithfulness. So I just want to encourage us to be faithful people. People that God can trust. People that men can trust. People that things can be committed to. And they can keep those things. I want us to be faithful. Faithful in our discipleships. Faithful with our gifts. Faithful with talents. Faithful with responsibilities. Faithful with simple tasks that we've been given. And I trust that as we do this, we are going to be people that God can trust with much. Amen. So begin to look into your life and begin to spot out things that need to be changed. When you see a trait that is unfaithful, switch off that change. And substitute that with good traits of faithfulness. The Lord grants us understanding. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you that you're giving them traits of faithfulness. And they are developing these traits of faithfulness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that they are being identified as faithful men, faithful in all regards. In Jesus' name, amen.